with me now. Walk with me now. I'm gonna take you down. Walk with me now. I'm gonna show you how. Walk with me now. I'm gonna take you down. Walk with me now. I'm gonna show you how. Afraid to lose control. Hello and welcome to another great edition of The Game Plan. I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks to Block Talk Radio, thanks to Impact Media, and thanks to listeners and followers just like you guys who allow me to come on each and every week and talk some college football. Man, it's really winding down, isn't it? We're done with the regular season. We're done with championship week. It's now just playoffs and bowl games. Which, you know, truth be told, that's how things are going to be from here on out. Not sure how many more shows we'll do, at least to the other side of the championship. But at this point, what we'll do is each week we'll come on here and we'll preview all the bowl games coming up. And we'll review all the ones that just happened in that previous week. A little bit of a announcement coming up. I guess that's announcement number one. Announcement number two will be coming up a little later on the thing about our coverage as far as bowls. And, you know, who knows? Maybe we do some surprises here and there. But first, we'll start with the Kennesaw Owls, Kennesaw State. They're in the second round of the playoffs out at Weber State. In a late charge, Weber State comes back and wins 26-20. Murphy was the quarterback, and that kid is definitely something special. The future definitely looks bright, you know, because Daniel David will be graduating and moving on. So it looks like it's going to be Murphy's team. And good Lord, this guy. So far, all three quarterbacks that we've had at Kennesaw have been slightly different in the way they do things. Murphy is he's kind of a Lamar Jackson. I don't want to compare him too much, but as far as just a lot of stuff we ain't seen before, and appreciate everything Daniel Dave and the seniors have done, but future next year, ooh, look out. You know, I could go up and down. I could tell you about TJ Reed. I could tell you about Shaq Terry, Bronson Recksteiner. You know, the people I said all year long. You know, you got Bryson Armstrong, Desmond Johnson Jr. On the defensive side. The play of Charlie Patrick when he returned, and Kareem Taylor was great. Demetrius Petway, you can't throw on that guy. I think it's Sincere Mason. I hope I'm saying that right. I mean, that just Dorian Walker. I could go up and down. Nathan Robertson was solid between the pipes. Just overall, I think them, the Caleb O'Neills, you know. That the stuff they put in, Coach Bohannon, another solid season. You know, they came up a little short of their goal, but each and every year they keep going further and further in the playoffs. I'm not gonna say they're gonna bounce back, because that would say that they were down, and they were not. They had a fantastic year. It was an absolute privilege to be able to cover them. I had a lot of fun. I know they had a lot of fun with the season. You know, at the moment, we're prepared to go next year, too. I know we had to take last year off, but we're prepared to cover next year. I hope you guys are ready to support them. Really come out and show out. And do your part, Owl Nation. But congratulations to the Owls. Just on a fantastic year. It was just super solid. It was way more ups than downs. The Monmouth game kind of bit them a little bit, but you know, if you're a part of the Owls, you cannot you might can shake your head, but you can't hang your head. This season was just an unbelievably fantastic season. And once again, I congratulate you guys on a great season. I look forward to what could happen from here on out. Like I said, you're going to see that first wave will be completely graduated now. Most of them were last year. Here comes that, you know, the ones right behind them. A lot of the backups have become starters in the last couple years as people graduated. So we're into basically the second class. Class two, basically, of all the players coming in. And, I mean, you know, you got to look out for the Antavius Greer, Kevin Ficklin, who just broke out this year. You know, had big time. They're going to be the big ones next year. Sam Outlaw is still going to be there. Kyle Glover is still going to be there, as far as I know. You know, Bryson's still here. But there's a lot of talent over there on that. And, somebody was trying to steal my fan. I had to step back. But once again, congratulations to the Owls on a great season. And once again, I look forward to what the future holds. Now, Georgia State, we know, didn't play last week. They came up a little short in their bid to go for the Sun Belt. That's okay. Still won seven games. I believe went 5-1 at home. That's... both of those are things that never happened before. And we finally found out. They are heading to the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl, which is on Tuesday, December 31st, 4:30 p.m. on CBS Sports Network. They're going to face Wyoming, University of Wyoming. And I'm going to do a full-out preview once we get closer to it. But right now, Wyoming is a 7.5-point favorite. Whatever. I think it's closer than that. But both these teams rely on defense making a couple stops, explosive kick and punt returners, and they are very run heavy. They both center around the run to set up the rest of their offense. I think Trey Barnett ended up with about 1,400 yards on his season. The top rusher for Wyoming has right at a little over 1,000, I believe. So it's going to be a great matchup. And I look forward to talking more about it. I'm going to dig some more into it. I've been digging into it ever since I found out. The announcement I'm going to make, it has nothing to do with the Arizona Bowl. I will not be attending the Arizona Bowl. But, there is one coming up that I am going to tell you about that I can confirm. Now, we got some other unconfirmed stuff, but I can't talk about them yet. But I will confirm my announcement number two here in a minute. I'm going to go over the championship games, and then I'll go over the ones that I picked. And then there's only one game this weekend, and I'm going to watch it. Hope you guys watch it. But let's start with the Pac-12. I told you guys to take Utah versus Oregon. Somehow Oregon woke up in this game, and Oregon won 37-15, so I lost that one. It ended up being my lone loss, by the way. In the Big 12, I told you to take Oklahoma over Baylor. Well, Oklahoma won 30-23. That's first game there. I told you to take Miami of Ohio over Central Michigan in the MAC. They won that one 26-21. Told you to take FAU over UAB 49-6 for the Conference USA title. Lane Kiffin had the boys ready to play. We'll talk about him in a second. I was 3-1 at that point. I went 4-1 as I told you to take Boise State over Hawaii. They won 31-10 to win the Mountain West. And I told you to take Clemson over Virginia in the ACC to go 5-1 there, as Clemson won that one 62-17. Now, before I get into my other picks and the lone game this weekend, I told you Lane Kiffin. First, it was rumored that he was going to Ole Miss, and this was on Sunday that we were starting to hear this. He's at Ole Miss. He's there now. Lane Kiffin back to the SEC. We absolutely need Lane Kiffin in the SEC. Ole Miss, I think he's going to do well at that program because he's building up. He gives a lot of credit to Saban for kind of getting back on track. Lane Kiffin's building up. He went back to FAU and turned them around, did some good things. Now he's going to Ole Miss. He'll spend 3 or 4 years there and do the same thing. And then he's going to go to a bigger program. And then he's going to potentially be in the NFL. If he wants to go back to the NFL, I think he's quite good at college as well. Whatever he wants to do as far as that. But watch out SEC, because Ole Miss is gonna be on the up and up pretty soon. I don't know if they'll be top of the SEC necessarily, but they will be a team that suddenly you will have to pencil and not pin circle on your calendars. But Lane Kiffin to Ole Miss, I like the move. Really like the move. And look forward to maybe running across Lane Kiffin at some point. My picks. Here are the four that I picked from last week. Let's see how I did. Told you in the AAC, take Cincinnati over Memphis. Memphis proved me wrong there, 129-24. Told you to take LSU over Georgia in the SEC. Well, 37-10 later. It's not that Georgia's bad. This was a bad matchup for them. And they couldn't figure out how to do anything with LSU. And LSU figured out, just keep being ourselves. First win there. Told you to take App State over University of Louisiana for the Sun Belt. Well, App State 145-23. Which propelled them to a bigger bowl. So 2-1 there. And I ultimately finished 3-1, as I told you, to take Ohio State over Wisconsin. They won 34-21 in the Big Ten. There is only one game this week, and yes, we are picking it. It is the Army-Navy game. Army versus Navy, 3 p.m., CBS. Navy is a 10.5-point favorite. I saw Army play. I saw Army play up close. I was, you know, within 8 feet of watching them play. They are a hard-nosed, physical group. I know Navy likes to run the ball a lot. So, in a way, Army's played a few teams that are going to play like Navy. I would like to sit here and tell you that Army is going to find a way to beat Navy. And I think a lot of times maybe they could. But I'm taking Navy, not because they're 10.5-point favorites, because I think they're going to win by like 7 or 8, but I'm taking Navy. Go Navy. And then lastly, announcement number 2. I told you this was the second one. Here at Impact Media, I myself am the representative that will be going to the Celebration Bowl at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. That is on the 21st of December. It features a matchup that has happened many, many times, actually. But this is great radio here. Great radio, right? On the game plan. But it is Alcorn State. It is versus North Carolina A&T. These are two teams who have played each other many times in the championship in the past couple years. I will have a full-on preview next week about it because next Saturday is when the game is. This is the only bowl game that will feature FCS teams. But it will be... I think this has been going on for about 5 years. These two teams tend to like to be at these. But like I said, Alcorn State and North Carolina A&T. Alcorn State are the Braves, and North Carolina A&T are the Aggies. I look forward to it. This is something. It'll be a new bowl game. It'll be teams that I'll be familiar with by the time I get there. But it's just a whole new thing for not only me but for you guys too. And I look forward to getting out there and really, really having a good time with it. Plus, it's Mercedes-Benz Stadium, so I'll have my videos going. I'll have all kinds of other stuff going. I will do my best to give you guys great coverage. And, hey, maybe you want to come to the Celebration Bowl. Maybe you hear me talk about it now, or maybe you'll hear my full-on preview next week and say, I want to come to that. Well, come on out. Come on out. What the perfect thing to do, blow off a little steam after all the holiday shopping. But, yep, going to the Celebration Bowl. And that's going to do it this week. For the game plan. Thanks to Impact Media. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio and people like you guys who listen each and every week to me talk about college football and more. We will see you guys next week. Go Owls. Go Panthers. Afraid to speak.